There's an old marketing adage. If you haven't communicated with your customer in the last 90 days, then they are not your customer anymore. And there's really no excuse in this internet age to not have an effective communication strategy with your customers and even prospects. Email is really one of the killer apps of the internet, and though it's been abused by spammers and phishers and similar garbage like that, it's still an incredibly cost-effective and powerful tool to get your message out to people. The key is to make sure the information you are sending is of value to the people who are receiving it. Otherwise, it's just a click away from the deleted folder. In this interview, Christy Amy of OnMark Solutions offers us some advice with our email marketing, what to avoid and what should definitely be included. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. All right, we're speaking with Christy Amy of OnMark Solutions. Christy, tell us about your company.
OnMark Solutions works with small and medium-sized companies to help them figure out what to do online. So we first start by saying, what's your budget? And then we figure out, well, what makes the most sense for you and where's the best place to spend money and where's the best place to put that on the plan B, plan C list for when you've got more money for later. We work with people on everything from websites to email marketing to web seminars to web-based surveys. It's really figuring out how to use technology for marketing.
All right, let's talk a little about email marketing. You know, that's a very broad field, and there's a million tips and things you can learn every day. Let's just touch on a couple of maybe key tips. We've all got strange subject lines in our emails, things that we just automatically delete or we send them to our junk folder or something. What advice can you give about subject lines?
Well, the best thing you can do is come up with something that's creative but yet specific to what you're going to tell somebody once they open the message. So find a unique way of putting it, give some insight as to what value they're going to get from opening your message. Make it unique because that's what's going to stand out with people and really incentivize them to open the message.
Are there certain things to avoid with subject lines?
Well, certainly there's the long list of standard characters with question marks and exclamation points and free and all those. You kind of can scan down your spam folder and make your own list of words to avoid. But I think it goes along with just trying things out and seeing what works for you. Every business is different, so what works for an accountant is probably not going to work for the company that sells shoes. It totally depends on your product.
Now, I think there's one mistake that a lot of people make, especially small businesses. They assume that because they use a particular email client or tool that everyone in the world is using that client. And yes, Outlook or Outlook Express has a large market share, but there are different clients out there. And what can you do to prepare for those other clients?
Well, you can never test enough, and certainly there's lots of tools that you can pay to have access to that can show you and test the messages for you, but that's not always practical from a small business perspective. So at least when you get started, test it in a variety of different ways. Test it on your AOL account or a Hotmail. There's a variety of different free ones out there that you can set up for yourself and at least do your own kind of inexpensive testing to five or six of them and make sure it looks okay.
And all of these techniques that we can learn and tweak and refine, it's still a matter of getting good content, things that people want to hear or read about in their email, right?
Absolutely. Bottom line is you've got to have something of value. Who wants to really read about the fact that you had a birthday party or that you're running a sale if it's not something that is relevant to what they're interested in? So do the best that you can to know your audience and appreciate what they want to hear about, because they don't want to hear about your spiel and paraphernalia. They want to know how it's going to benefit them and what do you have, what service, what product do you have that can really help them and make their life easier or make their business run smoother.
I think another mistake that a lot of small businesses do is they send out a blast of a bunch of emails and they don't really know what's happening on the other end, if people are opening them, deleting them, going to their websites, clicking through, whatever. What do you suggest for people like that?
The analytics side or the metrics of what's happening is probably the most interesting part of the whole email marketing process in general. And if you're not looking at those stats and combing through them and starting to develop profiles on people, then you're just not getting the benefit that you really can get out of it. And especially from a small business where resources are tight, is the metrics of what people are doing within those messages over time, you can build a history of who are your better prospects, who's most interested in your products. And those are the people then that you need to work to develop personal relationships with, who you should call and who you should have that face-to-face sales call with. So it can really help you prioritize your energies when you're on in a very limited resource and budget scenario.
And we could go on now. There's a lot of great information here, but one final question, a tip here. Is there a rule of thumb that you advise about frequency of sending email messages or email news?
You know, there's a lot of really great data out there, and people will tell you that it should be, you know, once a week, once a month. You know, the bottom line is when you're resource starved, you've got to look at what's practical for you. So I go back to the old marketing adage that if you haven't talked to your customer in 90 days, they're not your customer anymore. You've got to at least use that kind of frequency and then figure out what you can do from there. Can you afford to do it more often? I mean, the answer might be no. But if you can get something going that you can find a reason to provide value once a month, once a week, fabulous. Because the more that you can provide value, the more people are going to look at you as an expert in your area or as your product is something that they need to continue to consider.
Thanks, Christy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.